New heading, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. The annals of military history have no more inspiring story of a man with moral authority than that of Civil War hero Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, commander of the Union's 20th Maine Company of Volunteers. Chamberlain, a college professor at Bowdoin College, was granted a sabbatical leave from his teaching to answer Abraham Lincoln's call for much-needed additional volunteers to the Union forces. A man of deep character and moral conviction, his letter to the governor of Maine was accepted, and Chamberlain was enlisted. Though he knew little of soldiering, he was quickly promoted up through the ranks. Chamberlain is probably best known for his bravery and leadership on Little Round Top in the Battle of Gettysburg. His orders were to anchor the extreme left of the Union line and to refuse to allow the attacking Confederate forces to flank him. He and his troops held the line until at last his troops ran out of ammunition. Refusing to give way, he ordered his regiment to fix bayonets. In Chamberlain's own words, "At that crisis, I ordered the bayonet. The word was enough. It was like fire along the line from man to man and rose into a shout, with which they sprang forward on the enemy, now not 30 yards away. The effect was surprising. Many of the enemy's first line threw down their arms and surrendered. An officer fired his pistol at my head with one hand while he handed me his sword with the other. Holding fast by our right and swinging forward our left, we made an extended right wheel before the enemy's second line broke and fell back, fighting from tree to tree, many being captured until we had swept the valley and cleared the front of nearly our entire brigade." Close quote. Many claim that it was this victory of raw courage at Little Round Top that turned the Battle of Gettysburg and the Civil War. Chamberlain was given the honor of receiving the arms for the first Confederate unit to surrender at Appomattox. By the end of the war, he had been promoted to Major General and was later presented with the Congressional Medal of Honor for his performance on Little Round Top. Years later, in appreciation for all he had done, friends and former comrades in arms presented him with a gift, a magnificent stone gray stallion, dappled white. In characteristic humility and self-deprecation, he graciously accepted the gift, but then added, "No sacrifice or service of mine requires any other reward than that which conscience gives to every man who does his duty." Close quote.
You have reached the end of this CD. To continue the program, please insert the next CD.